WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Hiring managers are critiquing job applicants before they even set foot in the door for an interview, and they're looking very closely at social media. I thought we would take a little bit of time this morning in the program to talk about the do's and don'ts of maintaining a professional social media presence. Ron Abori is with us this morning, CEO and founder of Chicago-based staffing agency Instant Alliance. Ronnie, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for being with us. This is going to be a good discussion because a lot of instances recently of where social media has really been a deciding factor in ending somebody's career or even preventing it from getting started. How importantly do people, are these hiring managers looking at social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all of the above?
Yeah, I think it's staggering, right? I would say probably 70, if not more, percent of employers look through your social platforms even before you come in to interview. I think it's the way people brand themselves now, and employers first look into who you are, what you do in your free time, right, and how you present yourself to the world. So I think it's like the most important thing to be professional and kind of think through how you want to present yourself out there, because it could be the difference between getting a job or not getting a job.
Oftentimes we talk about the obvious don'ts of the drunken photographs, the odd, horrible comments, but people are looking for more nuanced things too, aren't they? Your political stance, perhaps, bad-mouthing other employers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, as today is election day, right? And I think you never know what people's stance is politically. So I always just take, you know, a step back and say, like, be smart about what you're doing. I think you shouldn't take a political stance on politics on your social media network. It's fine if you're going out with friends and want to have that discussion, but you never know who's looking. It could be a client, and they could be supporting one party versus who you actually support. So I think it's just important to be smart about what you're putting out there to the world and what different platforms you're putting it out, right? It might be a little bit different on LinkedIn for you versus a personal network, Instagram, but you have to remember to be consistent across these platforms, and that most likely employers are looking at all three or four platforms to kind of see, is this person consistent? What are they doing on their free time, and how are they spending their time? And is that someone we want to bring into our culture, and do they fit with what we're trying to accomplish as a company? So I think it's very important to make sure that you have the right presence out there in the marketplace.
I often hear from people that this is a lot of work to maintain all of these different social media accounts, and instead of perhaps doing something wrong, they just don't do social media at all. How dangerous is it not to have any social media presence as you're not only out there in a career, but looking for a job as well?
Yeah, I think it's really important that you have presence out there in the marketplace. That's what people are looking at. It's like the new way of looking, instead of having your typical resume, they're looking at one of these platforms almost as your resume. So I think it's really important always to have a profile that is well done, that's finished. And people want to see people and employees that are current and relevant. So are they posting articles or connecting with people that are doing important things in the community? I think it's a big mistake if you don't have one or a couple social networks up. If you're going to just focus on one and you're in the business world, I would say use LinkedIn. Make sure it's complete. Make sure you have really good recommendations from not only coworkers but prior managers, and just get a complete profile. Probably won't take you more than an hour to get that up. And just start connecting with relevant information, and that makes employers excited about you because they want to hire people that are proactive and, you know, have a voice. And another thing, we at our own company often look at these social networks and how people present themselves or write about content. We actually just hired a marketing professional ourselves, and we looked at what kind of content did she connect to, what are her writing skills, how did she write about herself to determine if she was the right person for our company and our culture.
How do we begin if we're going to go back in and try to fix this if we have problems this morning? What would be your first advice to people about getting their social media accounts in order?
Yeah, I think just start from the beginning, right? Do you have a nice write-up about yourself? Put a good picture of you up that's engaging and happy. I would say go in and clean up any pictures that might be college related that may seem a little wild, and kind of rein it in a little bit with family photos or pictures of friends in a positive light. You know, I think it's always important to look at who you're connected to, who you're tagging. I often think be careful about who you tag, because we can go and use that strand to continue to look at people and see where your picture might be located on somebody else's profile that's connected to you. And I think just take the basics of making sure your profile looks complete and up to date, is well written, and has really strong content. Maybe those few things are a really good start. And it's hard to maintain social media and, you know, always be putting relevant content up. But I would say try to make a commitment of maybe a couple hours a month to looking at articles or things you're interested in to kind of tag back or connect to your profile so people can see like you're always relevant and researching and looking at new stuff.
For those of us who are out there professionally doing this, LinkedIn is a big one. And it is sometimes can be overwhelming, at least for me. Who do we connect with on LinkedIn? Do we take all of the requests? Do we accept all the requests? Do we look for a job on LinkedIn? Will our current employer know that? But how do we behave on LinkedIn especially?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. I think I always look at connect with people that you feel safe with and comfortable with and going to add to you professionally. You know, I think it's important to always like control your settings and look at who's coming into your network, because you never know if you are looking for a job, who is viewing that and monitoring that. I think it's a fine line looking for a job on LinkedIn, and does your employer have access to that at the company? I think you just have to, again, I go back to using good judgment and good lines of thinking. And maybe it's better to write a short message and then connect with them off hours, so at least it's not during the work day. But I think LinkedIn can be a very powerful, positive tool. I think you just have to use it with good discretion, good judgment. But I would say it's like the first thing, me as a CEO, if I'm meeting someone, that's the first platform I go to kind of look at them from a professional manner. And then if I want to kind of delve more into their personal life, I'll go to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Another tool that I use personally is something called Hootsuite, and it allows me to put a message out to my whole social platform. So all of those different venues, I can kind of write something and it goes across all of them. So maybe it isn't so time consuming that I'm doing each one separately all the time.
That's very good advice. TweetDeck is another one that you can use for that. I have a question about, I bet there are people listening out there have somebody in their network, maybe not necessarily in their own office, who does this really, really well, social media, that is. It's not out of bounds to ask for help in this area, for some recommendations about how to do it well, is it?
Absolutely not. I am always on the internet researching questions. How do you do things better? I know there's even counselors or people you can go to that can help you build your LinkedIn profile so you get more hits. So I'm always reaching, what do I like about what that person's doing, and how can I put my own personal flair onto it? Because it's like your online resume, as I said earlier this morning, and I'm always picking up tips from other people and kind of using it or repurposing it in a way that, you know, suits me and my personality.
In this tight job market, it's interesting to get your perspective as a CEO about this. How can we set ourselves apart from people as we're all competing for these jobs?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the thing that sets us apart, as I said, is how you present yourself, what you're writing. Are you focused on relevant current information? And maybe going a little outside the box and having fun in a professional way with your, you know, social networks. I think people want to find people who are creative, who are kind of ahead of the curve, who take initiative. And I always look at people who are just, you know, instead of that cookie cutter kind of bio, they're talking about something that's a little outside the box that gets me to know them better. And I think employers, the biggest thing is they want people who are engaging and are focused on their industry and knowledgeable and do the research. And I think if you do these things and incorporate them into these social platforms, you're above your competition. And I think employers will take notice of that.
Rana, good tips this morning. Thank you for being with us here on the opening bell. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great morning.
You too. Rana Bori is the CEO and founder of Chicago-based staffing agency Instant Alliance, the social media do's and don'ts.